It's cool, man. It's awesome. My teammates, all supported me. It's been a long way back from, I guess, a year and a couple of months now. But it's pretty cool, man, just to be able to know that these guys support me, this organization supports me, and to win an award like that.
How'd you find out about it? What's the process?
Team meetings this morning. And I know we voted on it a while back, but Chip told everybody in the team meeting this morning. Pretty cool. Who did I vote for? I can't remember. I think I voted for Jason Peters, though. So.
Does it kind of feel like the end of a journey back from the injury? I mean, to win the award, or do you feel like it's still a win?
I mean, like I said, man, the award is awesome. It's a privilege to win that award. Now I feel like I've been back for a while. Now it's all about just continuing to get better each and every day. But, like I said, nothing to take away from the award. It's definitely an honor and a privilege.
Do you feel like this is your first season that you've really got a chance to be the number one receiver in the offense?
I mean, I think it's my first time I've been, looked at as much as I am, this year. But, as far as, like I said, as far as, calling yourself a number one receiver or anything like that, this is the way the offense is going right now. Last game. Nick looked my way quite often, and I was able to come up and make some plays for him, make some plays for this team. It's all about being reliable. If you guys want to call me that, then that's what it is. But I'm just out here being reliable for my team, for my quarterback.
That doesn't mean anything to you then to be the number
just
one
playing football, man.
Take us through that 54-yard touchdown catch that you made. I mean, it looked like it just a great play, great start to finish, throw to catch.
Yeah. it's funny on that play. That ball rarely ever comes back to the backside right there, but Nick went through his progression, and to be honest with you, he put a perfect ball out there. It was in the air just the right amount of time, kind of dropped it in there. I was able to defeat my man off the line, and I just kind of ran, but I think the ball was a lot prettier than my route. So
Jeremy, a number of guys who've had the injury you had always say the second year is when they start to feel themselves. Do you think as you go forward here, you will be even more comfortable, or are you at?
I mean, my confidence level is where it needs to be. Time does heal, but I'm healed right now. Hopefully, I'm better than what I am next year than I am this year. But right now, I'm focusing on what's at tax right now, and I'm just trying to get better each and every day.
It looked like you were really looking forward to that matchup with Patrick Peterson. He thinks he's the best cornerback in the league. Did that fire you up a little bit more?
I mean, I got respect for everybody I play. Obviously, he's one of the more talked about corners in this league as being one of the better ones. And, like I said, man, when I go out there and I take care of business, nah, I like my matchup against anybody.
How much toughness do you feel like you showed in that game? That was a huge hit you took, and then you got a Gatorade shot. I mean, how much toughness do you feel like you showed by being able to just come back and get on the field?
I'm just playing football, man. I was able to come back in. Obviously, the hit hurt, but I was able to, come back in after I, cleared everything I had to go through. And, that's part of playing football. You're going to get hit. Sometimes you may be a little slower to get up, but you got to get back out there and help your team.
They said your ear was bleeding. Was that?
Up top, I got a little scrape on my ear up top from my helmet, I guess. Yeah, it wasn't my ear. Inside of my ear actually wasn't bleeding. So.
Jeremy, what kind of season do you think Nick's having this year? It seems to be getting a lot of heat for, kind of having up and down here. I mean, how do you assess it?
We're 5-2. We're a yard away from being 6-1. And we are 2-3 inches away from being 7-0. So, he's leading us in the right direction. He's leading us where we need to be. Obviously, throughout the course of the years, there's some throws that he may want back or there's some decisions he may want back, but that's part of playing the game, man. You're going to make mistakes. There's a plays where I wish I would have made, but he's leading us where we need to be. We're 5-2, still control our own destiny. One game season, now we got Houston, to look forward to.
When you see a guy like, young guy like Josh Huff, obviously had kind of a little bit of a rough game on Sunday. Do you kind of take him aside, or what do you see from him?
Stuff like that happens, man. I remember, I want to say maybe it was 2011, I fumbled at the end of the San Francisco game, dropped the pass in the Atlanta game, fell short in the Chicago game. So it happens. And those were all in the fourth quarter at the end of games. But I just tell him, man, you got to, know in this league, you got to take extra care of the football. It's all about, when you think you're breaking out, you're breaking tackles when those big D linemen come from behind you and swipe balls away. So, but you know, he'll learn. He's a guy who wants to learn, but also a guy who's definitely gonna get it right.
What do you get out of missing all of last season? Is there anything good that came out of all of that? And obviously, you're standing here with this award now.
Man, it makes you appreciate things a lot more. You know, obviously, with everything that I've gone through in my life, from, you know, kind of my upbringing to, you know, tearing my ACL before, to my, you know, kind of my cancer scare, to tearing it again. You know, you just learn not to take anything for granted. You know, I've learned that, you know, you just got to appreciate everything and understand that, you know, what I'm doing is a privilege. It's not a guarantee. And just to go out there and take full advantage of it.
What was the low point or the toughest point, whether it was, you know, the ACL or you mentioned the cancer scare? What has been the toughest point that you could look at?
I would probably say the cancer scare, because, you know, it's the feeling of not knowing. And it's nothing worse than not knowing what's going to happen, especially when you're in a situation like that. So I'd have to say that was probably a low point, but, you know, I'm blessed. You know, God was on my side. A lot of friends, a lot of family, you know, was on my side, and luckily everything came out, you know, in my favor.
Does it ever make you laugh at the divas at your position when, you know, who complain about this and that, and I want the ball, and you're the polar opposite of that.
Different strokes for different folks, man.